Leia fell into silence, unsure of whether to thank Luke or defy him. No matter what they did, they were putting someone in grave danger, which was probably exactly what the Krefts intended. As Leia struggled to adjust her thinking, Luke turned to R2-D2 and asked, "How long will it take that distress signal to reach the Falcon?" Even before he had finished the question, Leia's stomach sank. Lando and Omad were waiting aboard the Falcon, just 2 light-years away, and they didn't have the Force to warn them off. When Ohali's distress signal reached the Falcon, they would no doubt respond and fly straight into the Kref's trap. R2-D2 spent a few moments calculating, then tweedled in uncertainty. A brief message scrolled across the pilot's display. Minimum 20 minutes. Maximum unknown. They pondered the droid's answer for a moment. Then Luke said, "I think we proceed as planned. Even if the distress signal reaches the Falcon in just 20 minutes, it will take time for Lando and Omad to pinpoint the source and plot a course. And then they'll still need to make the trip. So we have at least 40 minutes, and more likely, 4 or 5 hours. Instead of answering immediately, Leia paused to think. Beyond the forward viewport, the Ormney had already stretched to the length of her forearm, large enough that she could see tiny specks of astrolith tumbling down the intake maw and its bow. But there was nothing to suggest that she and Luke had been spotted yet, which was not surprising, given the nature of their borrowed vessel. Lando's little Scrag Hull spy boat used some of the same sensor-defeating technology as a Jedi Stealth X, and it was better armored. Its biggest drawback was the lack of low-visibility sublight engines, but that deficiency could be overcome by simply drifting to the target, as Leia and her brother were successfully doing at the moment. Leia glanced back at R2-D2.
"R2, if we get jumped, the first thing you do is warn Lando and Omad off that distress signal. I don't like gambling with their lives."
R2-D2 emitted an acknowledging bleep. "Good," Luke said. "And may the Force be with us. All of us." But it seemed the Force wasn't with them. A few moments later, a spray of blue darts exploded from a hangar mouth on the near side of the Ormney. Leia recognized the sight as a launching starfighter squadron, and her assessment was confirmed when the designator symbols for 10 Mandalorian Besoliks appeared on the tactical display. She reached for the engine igniter switch, but instead of fanning out to attack, the Besoliks arranged themselves into a delta formation and circled back over the Ormney.
"They're forming up for escort duty," Leia said.
"Someone is getting ready to leave."
As she spoke, the silvery crescent of a personal transport rose from a docking berth atop the Ormney. The tactical display identified the vessel as the Marcadian luxury cruiser Orel Moon, but its transponder code quickly grew unreadable as its escorts swarmed around it. Leia looked up again to find the entire formation turning away, heading deeper into the rift, beyond the rift mesh.
"The Krefts must be more frightened of us than we thought," Leia said. "That's uncharted rift they're heading into."
Luke remained silent and stared out the viewport, his face clouding with worry. Leia needed only a second to realize what was bothering him. The Krefts had paid handsomely to take Han captive, and Leia didn't see them leaving their investment behind.
"They're taking Han with them," she said.
Luke nodded, but said, "Assuming that's actually them in the Orel Moon." His gaze remained fixed out the window. "But these are the Kalumai. If we try to outthink them, we'll lose."
"So we need to locate Han,"
Leia said, coming to the same conclusion.
"Which means using the Force."
"We don't have a choice anymore," Luke said. "The only way our drift approach makes sense now is if we assume Han is still aboard the Ormney. And how likely does that seem?"
"Not very."
"Not at all," Luke said. "You'll have a better feel for where Han is, so you take the yoke. I'll ready our weapons."